In the first part of the book, the small framework for peace is developed, where the work of a peace practitioner is organized into short, medium, and long term, with special emphasis on linkages between them. Related to short term responses to conflict, some words on contextualized process design.
Somebody has to understand processes of engaging with groups, conflicting groups. If you understand processes, you might not know the content of the issues the people are dealing with, but if you understand processes, you listen to what the content is, then you can design processes and trust the process, it will help you deliver the content. The content they bring, yours is the process, designing of the process. I was reflecting at Somaliland, southern central Somalia and northern Kenya. And I could be wrong, but it's like if you are an architect, you are designing a system. And if another need comes and then you design, another need comes and then you design. And every time you're designing something different. But if somebody is not taking time to think through the designs, but they copy paste, it doesn't work. For Somaliland, they sat down and sort of said, what is the process? And they designed their own way. For us in Northern Kenya, we sat down and said, we need to find a way of resolving conflict within the community, but we must engage with the government and all the conflict. So we design our process, which is on the value of inclusion, that we have to link local, national, local, regional. We design our process. So if somebody doesn't sit to take time to design, but sort of say, oh, there, they have women, they have children, they have youth. So let's pick women, let's pick youth, let's pick elders, but we bring them here. It doesn't work.